page 66. Exercise B. On page 67, exercise C. A talk about the Itaipu Dam.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to speak to you today, and thank you all for coming. I'm here to talk to you about the Itaipu Dam, located near the border between Brazil and Paraguay, not far from a series of fantastic waterfalls in the Iguazu National Park. Today I'm going to discuss both the benefits that the dam has brought to Brazil and Paraguay, as well as some of the problems it has caused. The Itaipu Dam is, of course, a great engineering achievement. It consists of four sections which total nearly 5 miles across. It's one of the largest dams in the world. The reservoir behind the dam, which collects and holds the water from the Paraná River, is about 100 miles long. It's truly enormous. As you can probably imagine, building a dam this size was quite a task. They actually had to change the course of the Paraná River while they were building the dam. This required about 40,000 workers, so a lot of jobs were created. But it's not only the size of the dam that's impressive. Its benefits to the region are impressive, too. The Itaipu Dam provides about 20% of the electricity used in Brazil and about 75% of the electricity used in Paraguay. That electricity goes to millions of homes and businesses, so it's good for the economy of both countries. The dam has also become a major tourist attraction, which is good for the economy as well. Visitors to the dam can go on free tours. They can also go sightseeing in the beautiful natural areas near the dam. Another important benefit is that Brazil and Paraguay are now able to manage one of their most valuable resources, the water that flows in the Paraná River. Drought can be a real problem for farmers and other people living in the region. Fortunately, the reservoir behind the dam supplies a large amount of water for irrigation, water that farmers can use to grow food. Now, as is the case with any large dam, there are risks associated with the Itaipu Dam. For example, when the reservoir behind the dam was filled up, it covered more than 520 square miles of land with water. It's really a large lake now. As a result, around 10,000 families, perhaps as many as 50,000 people, lost their land and had to leave the area and find new homes. Historical and cultural sites are now underwater too because of the dam. Archaeologists are quite upset about this, and with good reason. Other people are concerned about how the dam is affecting the environment. Besides the forest areas that were lost when the dam was built, farmers nearby are saying that the water in the reservoir is affecting the local climate by actually raising air temperatures by about 4 degrees Celsius. They're saying the water in the reservoir heats up with energy from the sun, and in a warm part of the world, that's not a good thing for farmers. And speaking of heat and drought, in some years the amount of water in the river has been much lower than normal. This reduces the amount of energy the dam can produce. Perhaps the most significant disadvantage of the Itaipu Dam has to do with the agreement between Brazil and Paraguay. It's a binational project, and both countries should be sharing the energy and the money generated by the dam. But not everyone thinks that the agreement is fair. There were some changes to that agreement in 2009, and more changes will be needed in 2023 when the agreement ends. Hopefully, both countries will be happy with those changes, and both countries will share equally in the benefits from the dam. So, as we can see, although the Itaipu Dam has caused some serious problems in the region, its benefits are more significant since it helps solve two of the biggest problems in the area: the energy demands of two growing countries, and not having adequate water for farming. Major problems like these often require large-scale solutions, and the Itaipu Dam is an example of this. Again, thank you all very much for coming today. Now, are there any questions?